Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
New York sports fans, that's right. I'm Danielle McCartan, and this is McCartan Before Midnight, talking all things New York sports with you right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Connor Green and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. So we had a big changes since I've last talked, or we've last talked. We got some new news on the Knicks head coaching front. It's rivalry weekend, Yankees, Red Sox, and the Mets are live right now out in Colorado. They are beating the Rockies 4-1 in the top of the seventh. I'll keep one eyeball on that game for you. The bases are loaded, so we'll see how this ends up going. Alonso just singled to left field. And the base is loaded for the Mets out in Colorado. So lots to talk about tonight. Not a lot of time to do it. We'll start right here. Ime Udoka is out. Danny Hurley is out. And the newest development in the New York Knicks head coach search, well, Mr. Villanova, Jay Wright, is also out. Officially, a few hours ago, he told the Knicks he was not interested. Wants to remain retired from coaching. Although he did kick the tires with Leon Rose, there was no formal interview conducted or even scheduled. And to be honest, that's why I thought he was going to get the job. Mostly because of his familiarity with much of the Knicks depth chart. Maybe it's just me. But I think Leon Rose, Wright's pal, was banking on it too. So that makes three. Three no's. Now what? Well, the actual essential question here, let's back up and zoom out. What is the direction of this Knicks team? Because I can't seem to figure it out. Maybe you know. Go ahead. Give me a call. You know the number. But I can't figure out the direction of this team. Is the next head coach going to be Mike Malone? I mean, it can't be. He's Tom Thibodeau 2.0. Rough around the edges, runs his starters into the ground, and everyone in Denver thinks, with Jokic on the roster, he should have reached the finals more than just once. Tyrone Taylor of the New York Mets had warning track power, sack fly, scored one run, 5-1 Mets. You know, you got Jalen Brunson on his podcast about a month ago or so. He ranked Jason Kidd as the number two coach he's ever played under. Tibbs, of course, being one, by the way. So will it be a trade for Jason Kidd? A trade for a head coach? Has not happened since the Nets traded him to the Bucks for 2 second-round picks. Well, that's crazy for this Knicks team, because five first rounders for Mikal Bridges was too much then and too much now. So for a team with serious bench depth concerns, Leon Rose is going to mortgage the future for a guy in kid with a regular season win-loss winning percentage about 100 points lower than Tibbs? Come on. Serious question. How many points is Jason Kidd going to come in and score off the bench for this Knicks team? Trading for him, aren't you? Oh, zero? Okay. Forget Kidd. Address the bench depth, Leon Rose. Save your assets, not for a head coach. And, you know, we can go down the list all night. I have no idea who the Knicks are going to hire. And I really, in my heart of hearts, think they have no damn clue either. I think in the firing of the head coach that brought them farther into the playoffs than any other coach in the last 25 years, I think the Knicks front office is feeling a little bit of remorse. It's like the Yankees, just as surprisingly to me, firing Joe Girardi after he took the overachieving Baby Bombers to within one game of making a World Series, and they lost in the ALCS to the cheating Astros. Surprise then, surprise now. Luis Torrens, by the way, up the middle, two-run score. Mets lead it 7-1. This game is pretty much over in Denver. And I still can't believe the Knicks did it. I can't believe we're having this conversation tonight. Because the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau was purely reactionary and short-sighted. They were looking for someone to blame. They zero in on the coach. And what they fail to remember is that Tom Thibodeau brought this franchise back to complete relevancy. I mean, even Rick Carlisle, the opposing coach, acknowledged that fact after they eliminated the Knicks. And when Tibbs was fired, when he first heard the news, he said he thought it was an AI fake, is what he called it. An AI fake. No, Rick Carlisle, it is not an AI fake. It's just the Knicks doing Knicks things all over again. Thibodeau was here in New York for five seasons. They made the playoffs in four of those five seasons. They had this season 51 regular season wins, the most since 2013. They beat the Pistons. They upset the Celtics. But everything in a New York minute, right? How about you acknowledge the progression this team had accomplished under Thibodeau? Not making the playoffs, losing in the second round, a seven-game semifinal, the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that to me is a progression. And again, the first Eastern Conference Final in 25 years. You know what I see? All of those words can be simplified into this: laughingstock to serious title contender. And I also question, by the way, facetiously, of course, what number jersey was Thibodeau wearing throughout the season, and especially in that win or go home game? Because I must have missed it. My point being, he's not out there playing. Look at the body of work from the players in that game. In a game where the Knicks season ended by 17 points, the Pacers in that final game, they had 30 points off of Knicks turnovers. 30. And you can't give a team that likes to run extra opportunities in transition. Where was Tom Thibodeau on those plays? My bad. I must have missed where he was on the court. Now the Pacers got down the court. Rebound outlet middle after the Knicks made baskets like it was an AAU game. Where was Tom Thibodeau on those plays? Yeah, my bad. I must have missed it. Brunson, five turnovers. Bridges, who again, Leon Rose gave up astoundingly five first-round picks to acquire. Also five turnovers. And side note on him, You know, he's eligible for that four-year, $156 million extension before next season. I don't think he's worth it. But the Knicks gave up so much to get him that I'm afraid they're going to have to do it. Then in Game 7, Brunson came up short against physical defenders. I mean, they got in his head. Did you see the headbutt? I mean, come on, man. But back to the question, where was Tom Thibodeau on those plays? Because, my bad, I must have missed it. Josh Hart, human turnstile, turned foul machine off the dribble. Hard to watch. But again, Thibodeau wasn't on the court. And look, I also understand that he's not without reproach. All five of his starters finished the regular season in the top 25 across the league in average minutes played per game. I get it. But he showed you in that Pacers series that he is willing, or was willing, past tense here, to adjust the strategy. Play in the bench players. Too little, too late, and now the guy's out of a job. Now, this season was not a failure. It was an improvement. It was the next step in the progression. And after the Pacers series concluded, I thought to myself, like, man, this team is going to be back. It looked promising, real promising, for the first time in 52 years. And now, tonight, they're back to the same old rudderless, no direction Knicks. And this is a job that no one is going to want. The Mecca, the Knickerbockers, one of the original franchises in the sport of basketball, in the bright lights of Manhattan. And then you're taking over a loaded team. I mean, I'm telling you, no good candidate is going to want this job. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. No worth it candidate is going to want this Knicks job. And I'll tell you why. Actually, the Knicks told you why. Without actually saying it. They fired a guy that was two wins away, from making it to the NBA Finals. You tell me. What's the expectation for the next head coach? Better. This new person has to come in and get them to the NBA Finals. Or else it's a failure. This is not a soft landing spot. And as I understand it, this new person, because I haven't seen anything different, this new person is going to inherit the current coaching staff, Daddy Brunson included. And I'm with Boomer Esiason. This is a total shiv job. Not to mention that this new person that comes in is going to be taking over a roster with heavy allegiances to the recently ousted coach. I mean, just think back to what Brunson said after the elimination game. He wouldn't even entertain the idea of Tibbs being fired. And here we are. Here he is. The situation, this entire situation, is like on a bright, sunshiny day, you're taking a magnifying glass to an ant. Everything this coach does will be extra scrutinized. There will be no leeway. There will be no learning curve. The expectation is this. Take us to the NBA Finals. That is not realistic. That is not a realistic goal for a first time with a new team head coach. It is not realistic. And that is why no one's going to want this job. And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't want this job. Now, you can look at it from the level of experience, too. If you are an experienced head coach, again, you saw how Jalen Brunson answered that question in the post-game press conference after the series loss in Indy. The quote was, "Of course he's the right man for the job," or something along those lines. And I know Jalen Brunson is a professional. But whoever comes in, And this, whichever experienced coach comes in, I have some news for you. You are not his choice. He's the face of the team. He's Captain Brunson. And if you can't get the captain of your team on board with you because he's still in love with his last coach, if you can't get the captain of your team on board with you, what's that sound effect? It's like, B-11, sink the battleship, man. And if you can't get this team to the finals, the narratives about you and your experienced coaching career run rampant. They say, they're going to say this about you. See, they're not such a great head coach. They couldn't do it in New York. And I can speak for myself. And when I say...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I would not want my legacy tarnished with these seemingly unattainable expectations. Now, on the flip side, if you are, say, an inexperienced, which is typically a younger head coach, in this situation, in this scenario, with a short rope and an almost unattainable expectation, this could be your first and your last coaching job. And the narrative then becomes, well, you know, you didn't get these loaded Knicks to the finals? I mean, Thibodeau did that, and he was fired. He almost did that, I should say, and he was fired. Why don't you go join him on the unemployment line? And that might just ruin the rest of your coaching career. So if you have minimal to no experience as a head coach in the NBA, why would you want the job? I could say for myself, I would not. And all of that said, there are two essential questions surrounding these Knicks. Number one, who and which, I'm air quotes here, I know you can't see me, but perfect coach would take this head coach job knowingly stepping into all of that? Who would want this job anyway? Would you? 888-808-1019. Because I know I would not. I would not take this job. You're essentially signing a one-year deal. Take them to the finals or you're fired. That's not how I live. That's not it. And then the second essential question. Did you see the Kevin Durant rumors? Oh, my God. I don't want Kevin Durant anywhere near this team. And that goes along with the second question. What is the direction of this Knicks team? And to answer both questions, my answer is nobody knows. And I don't even think the Knicks do. 888-808-1019. One more thing. Because I know his family listens to the show. And I know the cousins, and he's a, you know, Jersey guy. The Teal family. Kyle Teal, catcher, Kyle Teal, who came up really through, I guess, the Red Sox system. Now ended up in Chicago with the White Sox. He got his call up to the big leagues just, what, yesterday or the day before? So congratulations to Kyle Teal. Look, I'm not a White Sox fan, but I'm rooting for you. 888-808-1019. Congratulations to Kyle Teal and the Teal family. I'm Danielle McCartan with you here till 2 a.m. right here on WFAN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.